I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. For most people, loss is an uncomfortable topic. And when you talk about children and loss, people walk away from pain because it's heartbreaking. Mission Aviation Fellowship pilot Michael Broyles talks about his brief interaction with the bright flame of a little Haitian boy named Waldy.
They believe he contracted meningitis when he was small, something that can easily be treated with an antibiotic. But because they didn't have the resources, this had the onset of the hydrocephalus, and a result of that, he died. So something that's very preventable. You just have to have access to the medicines.
Broyles, along with the U.S. couple who had adopted him, got to see the love of Christ in this little boy's eyes.
God's sovereign, and he chose to heal him in a way that looks different than what I'd envisioned. But he's still God, and he's still awesome.
And that is why MAF exists, because many people living in remote places have never heard the gospel, because when people are in isolation, they can't get the help that they need. On a different topic, can you still picture some of the Bible stories that you learned on Flannelgraph? If so, that's one reason why Flannelgraph has become a growing form of sharing the gospel in Southeast Asia. Diane Romaine of Vision Beyond Borders explains why they're effective.
To bring in a Flannelgraph where they could actually show the pictures, and as they shared the stories of the gospel, it actually helps people visualize and retain that information because they're not just hearing, but they're also seeing.
The gospel message spoken with the aid of Flannelgraph fits with the oral traditions of these countries so well that the local church is taking it a step further. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's stories, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.